The attack came the weekend before the Republican National Convention, which begins today in Milwaukee.
Yeah, the gathering aims to nominate Donald Trump for president, although the details will be very different than what was planned just a couple of days ago.
NPR's Franco Ordonez covers the campaign and has been in Wisconsin since the shooting. Good morning, Franco.
Good morning, Sasha.
What's the mood in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, it's certainly on a lot of people's minds here. I spoke with Mia Costello, a member of the RNC platform committee representing Alaska. She's here with her son. You know, she told me this weekend that friends have been texting her to keep her head down if she hears a popping noise. But she really feels safe despite the tragedy and thinks people will come together.
I do believe that in times where our country has seen political violence, that it does have the positive effect of bringing people together because we're all human.
You know, and she says that really goes for both parties, Republicans and Democrats. She still expects, though, that most of the convention to focus on policy and speeches to be about the direction of the country.
There have been limited sightings of Trump since the shooting, but he has released some statements. What is he saying?
Yeah, so far he's been pretty tempered. You know, he's calling for unity. But Steve was talking about Biden's speech. You know, Trump's saying similar things about unity and coming together. You know, as we know, Trump's not shy about using strong language. So I'll be very, very interested to see if that tempered, you know, talk kind of continues throughout the convention this week.
And meanwhile, there is official business that needs to happen at this convention. Run through us what will take place.
Yeah, this is a time when party officials on the state and national level, you know, get together to officially nominate the president and the vice president. Trump's scheduled to speak Thursday when he formally accepts the nomination. But as we've been reporting, he is in town already. And we're all waiting, of course, for him to nominate his vice president or name his pick for vice president. He needs to make that announcement before the Republican National Committee holds its roll call vote to officially nominate the running mate. You know, of course, there's going to be a lot of speeches by high-ranking Republicans, including many of those who are on the list to join his ticket.
And Franco, what is the sense of how the shooting will impact the convention?
Yeah, the RNC says that it's not going to alter any official business, but there's no question it's going to have a strong impact on the speeches and the tenor. I spoke with Doug High, a veteran of these events. He's a former RNC spokesman. He told me he'll be watching for the context in which this is discussed.
What we don't know at this point is what is the impact that this will have on the convention, and will this be a moment of reflection and responsibility or more of a rallying cry with increased heated rhetoric?
You know, he mentioned past shootings of political figures like former Arizona Congressman Guy Gifford in 2011. You know, that rhetoric was condemned, but it didn't really go away. And in the midst of Saturday's shooting, Trump was defiant, you know, pumping his fists and mouthing his words, fight. His allies took to social media, blaming Democrats. You know, we're now hearing a more thoughtful response from Trump and his allies. Steve mentioned House Speaker Mike Johnson calling for temperatures to be turned down. So again, I'll be watching for what Trump has to say later this week.
That's NPR's Franco Ordonez. Thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.